Ximena Hartsock is the acting director of Washington, D.C.'s Department of Parks and Recreation, but not for long. Mayor Adrian Fenty appointed her last spring, but when she was nominated for the permanent position, she was rejected after a contentious city council hearing in which questions were raised about her ethnicity and gender. Ximena Hartsock joins us now from the Department of Parks and Recreation in the District of Columbia. Ms. Hartsock, thanks very much for being with us.
No, thank you.
And it was Council Member Marion Barry who raised questions as to whether you'd be able to relate to African Americans, which are a numerical majority of Washington, D.C.'s population. He also wondered if, as a woman, you might have a different approach to athletics than a man. What's your reaction to those criticisms?
It's just this very unfortunate because it has brought a different discussion today about division in a city that I don't think is divided anymore. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was at some point, but it's not now. And it's just very unfortunate for the African American community and the Latino community as well as the other communities. On the gender aspect, I cannot imagine anywhere in the world today where women could be questioned about their capability to succeed in any environment, in any area, professionally or personally, because of gender.
I understand you're in a politically sensitive position, but let me put it this bluntly. Are you offended that those kinds of questions were even raised?
More than offended, I am disturbed and to some extent feel very embarrassed too that we are the nation capital and that race and gender can become an issue on a confirmation hearing. So it's more than offended at the personal level, you know, when these things happen, you just take them for what they are. But on as a resident of the District of Columbia, I feel disturbed and just deeply appalled and embarrassed about what happened.
I wonder about some other questions that were raised. You had been working as a school principal in the District of Columbia rather than in Parks and Recreation. Were those fair questions?
Well, I was a principal before, about 3 years ago. For 2 years, I was a deputy of the Office of Teaching and Learning for Chancellor Michelle Ray. Mm-hmm. And under my tenure with the chancellor, I ran a large number of offices with a budget very similar to the budget of the Department of Parks and Recreation. And I was responsible for after-school programs for 100 schools, Saturday programs and summer programs, and extracurricular activities, which are all overlapping activities with the Department of Parks and Recreation. And so a lot of the argument that my education background wasn't good enough for to be the director of this agency, I found that argument flawed.
May I ask, Ms. Hartsock, what are you going to do now?
In regard to the agency, I am more concerned about doing everything that we need to do here for a good transition for the new director, and that I want to make sure that we can transition to the new director without much interruption.
Well, I meant, what are you going to do?
I'm not sure yet. Not sure.
Going to stick around the District of Columbia?
Not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure yet.
Ximena Hartsock, Acting Director of the Washington, D.C. Department of Parks and Recreation, speaking from her office. Thanks very much for being with us.
No, thank you for having me.